我们唱你真伟大，我们的神是真正的伟大。
We sang how great thou art, our God is truly great.
他创造了宇宙万有，但是他却顾念我们。
He created the whole universe and all that is in it, but he cares about us.
他在我们的身上有一个美好的旨意。
He has a good will on us.
让我们一同来追求神在我们身上的这一个旨意，能够荣耀他。
Let's all seek his will in our lives so we can glorify him.
这就是为什么今年我们教会的主题是竭力的追求他。
That's why this year we put the theme as of the year as diligently seeking him.
所有的人要能够做成一点事情，必须要竭力。
If you want to accomplish anything, you have to be diligent.
但是大部分的人没有成功，是因为他们虽然竭力，但是竭力在不重要的事情上面。
But sometimes you work hard, but you focus on the wrong things.
事情是做完了，做好了，但是呢，经不起时间的考验。
Even though you have accomplished something, but you cannot stand the test of time.
所做的事情对人、对神、对教会、对自己都没有益处。
The things you accomplish is of no use.To the church, to yourself, and to other people.
当然有一些事情我们所做的对人、对神、对教会、对自己都有益处。
Of course, there are something that we do that are good to God, to the church, and to you, and to everybody else.
所以我们要谨慎，我们要竭力的追求的是什么呢？
So we have to be diligent to seek the right thing.
有些人要自己好看一点，每一天在镜子的面前花了很多的时间。
For some, you know,Being looking good is important, so they spend hours in front of the mirrors.
所以他们想看别人看他们很好看，但是青春不能永驻，美貌不可赐。
So people would think that they will keep their beauty. That's not true. It will not stay.
有一些人希望钱多一点，于是天天在那边看他的银行存款。
Some people want to have more money, so they look at the bank statements every day.
但是没有想到存款没有减少，但是美元贬值了。
Well, you have not lost any money in the bank, but the U.S. dollar has devalued.
所以我们要多奉献给我们的欧洲的宣教士，因为美元贬值了。
So we actually need to support our European missionaries more because the cost of living is higher not then.
有的人拼命在那边要保住房子，不要那个房子被银行没收了。
The many people try to protect the mortgage so the bank would not foreclose the mortgage.
但是他们竭力的保守以后，那个房子还是跌价了。
But no matter how hard they try to keep up the house maintenance, the value of the house has gone down.
我们的感情会改变，爱情会褪色，我们的友情也会失去。
Our love of passion and our friendship will also fade away.
我们的地位不能巩固，事业不能长存，上司也可能会换掉的。
Our position may not be maintained, and our bosses would maybe get changed too.
我们的健康不能持久，人都会老迈，人的体力也会衰微。
We cannot continue to be always be healthy, we'll get old and weak.
唯有耶稣基督，昨日、今日、直到永远，他永不改变。
Only in Jesus Christ that is in the past, in the future, and present, he will never change.
耶稣基督永远是可爱、可保、可靠。
He is forever dependable, lovable.
耶稣基督是我们的主，我们如何来竭力地追求他呢？
Jesus Christ is our Lord. How do we diligently seek him?
容我讲一个生活上的经验。
Let me give you a practical example.
不然大家都睡着了。
Or else you're going to fall asleep after the breakfast.
有的人说牧师，你都讲圣经，我就觉得很累啊。
Someone will tell me, when every time you talk about the Bible, I feel tired.
今年的冬天算是比较冷的，对不对
？This winter is quite cold. Do you agree?
过去的六年呢，我都没有烧过我家的壁炉了。
And you know, in the past 6 years, I have never fired up the fireplace.
上周因为气温比较低，加上暑假，我又聚了一点这个树枝，所以大部分的这个树枝就放在那边。
Last summer, I chopped down some branches, and also this winter is kind of cold, so I started the fireplace.
结果你知道，天冷了，我就把它放在这个壁炉里面。
So it's cold, so I put some logs into the fireplace.
但是要保持这个壁炉的火不熄灭啊，是很有学问的。
And I found out that it's a kind of a difficult to maintain the fire in the fireplace.
啊，你知道火点着了，细枝也燃起来了，好像那个粗的那个树木也加进去，好像烧得不错了，大功告成了。
And when you start it, you know the branches all burned, the big logs is fired up, and looks pretty good.
那知道不久以后，你会发现这个火就慢慢慢慢的这个熄了啊，慢慢的火势就减弱，奄奄一息。
But after a little bit of time, then you find the fire seems to be going out. It's only smoldering.
结果用那个铁叉去把它拨一拨的时候啊啊，那个火苗又再度的就燃起来了。
So、you take the poke to stoke the fire, and then all of a sudden it comes back again.
啊，原来啊，那个木头上面有那个灰烬啊，有灰，所以啊，盖在木头上是氧气不足，所以啊，这火势就减弱，几乎要熄灭。
The reason is that all the ashes that's covering the logs and keep the oxygen away and it's going to die down.
啊，这个照顾那个壁炉的炉火啊，给了我一点的光照，让我想到属灵的事情也是如此。
So I learned something from that about spiritual things.
我们每一个人都得到一个属灵的这个生命，就是属主的生命，也是爱主的这个生命。
We all receive this life from Jesus Christ, a life that loves Him and belongs to Him.
但是我们的灵程中间有高山，也有低谷。
But our spiritual journey would face tall mountains and deep valleys.
就好像这个壁炉里面的火，有很旺的火，也有一些的火奄奄一息，只是冒烟。
And just like the fire in the fireplace, sometimes it's very strong, sometimes it dies away.
我们如何才能够保持我们火热的心，让火烧得更旺呢？
How do we maintain this fire in us?
第一个，我们需要随时警醒，注意自己属灵的光景。
So the first, issue is we have to pay attention to our spiritual condition.
要让我们心里面对耶稣的那个爱的火热啊，继续增加，藏在主的爱中。
So our love of Jesus Christ would always be maintained, or we are always in Him.
啊，你必须要灵修，要亲近神。你知道，你亲近神，神就必亲近你。
You must get near to God, and God will get near to you.
就好像壁炉中间啊，必须要继续加柴，神他能够。不断的燃烧。
So just like in the fireplace, you have to keep adding logs so the fire would be keep going.
啊，第二个，我们要除去各样大小的罪。
And the second one is take away all our sins.
啊，这些罪就像贪心、骄傲、爱世界、不爱神、不怜悯人，这都是罪。
It's like greed, pride, loving the world and not loving God. These are all sins.
因为这些罪使我们与神的交通隔绝了。
So this seems to separate us from the Lord's fellowship.
就好像这些灰烬遮盖的这些木头，使它得不到氧气，就要熄灭。
Just like the ashes covering the logs, and so the logs could not get oxygen and will die out.
所以我们要除掉这些灰烬，然后这个火就会被眺望起来。
And we need to push away all the ashes.
啊，第三个，我们需要大家一起来，然后火热的来敬拜，火热的来侍奉。
And we need to get together so the logs are kept close together, and then we can keep the fire going.
而且我们要同心合意来传扬福音。
And we should have the same mind to preach the gospel.
因为教会是一个团体的生活。
Because church is a fellowship.
啊，我们彼此需要，我需要你们，你们也需要我。
I need you, all of you, and you need me too.
正如一个身体需要各样的肢体，各尽其职。
Just like a body has many members, and each member will function correctly.
一堆这个火那个木头啊，把它放在那里烧的时候啊，烧得很火热，烈火熊熊。
And when all the logs are burning together, you will have a good fire.
但是你把那木头一根一根的抽出来放在旁边，它一根一根的都全部熄掉了。
But if you take all the logs one at a time to put away, each one would die out.
所以我们属灵，我们必须要彼此来激励，在火热的时候啊，我们尊主为大，遵守主的命令，然后我们这个教会就必然会兴旺。
So that's why we need to encourage each other, and then the church would be strong.
教会兴旺，我们个人才会蒙福。
And when the church is blessed, then we will individually bless too.
因为教会的祷告，让神的祝福就临到了我们每一个家庭。
Because the prayer of the church, the blessings of God will come to each of our families.
我们每一个人都有责任。
This is our individual responsibility.
第四个，我们要常常依靠圣灵的能力，否则我们不能够火热。
Number four, we need to depend on the power of the Spirit, otherwise we cannot keep the fire going.
啊，当这个火快熄灭的时候，你就扇一扇火，或吹一下啊风，那个进去的啊，它就能够有供应氧气，让那个火再重新的啊，能够火热起来。
When you see the fire is broken down, you blow some air into it, and the fire would return.
第五个，我们需要有一个共同的目标。
And the fifth, we need to have a common goal.
就是要大家彼此的激励的追求基督。
And we should encourage others to seek the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们从今天开始，我们就来看见这个目标。到年终的时候，我们可以坦然无惧的在众人的面前为耶稣基督在我们身上所做的这个工作做一个美好的见证。
Let's keep this as our goal for the whole year, so at the end of the year we can come stand boldly here in front of all of you, all of each other to give a testimony for the Lord.
因为我们都一同竭力地追求了基督。
Because we have all diligently seek him.
今天在我们这一段的经文里面，我们看见使徒保罗在用哥尼，在这个腓立比书啊，这第三章里面用他自己生命的经历来告诉我们要认识基督，要来跟随基督，要来侍奉基督。
And then,Paul in this book of Philippians used his own example to say, talk about how he should know Christ, he should follow Christ, and he should serve Christ.
啊，让我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
父神，求你的圣灵来光照我们，带领我们。
Lord, I ask you to shine your light on us.
让我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
So we see nobody else but Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们要认识他。
We should know him.
好，我们要认识他。
We should know him.
啊，认识耶稣。
Know Jesus Christ.
哦，我们要认识耶稣以前，我们要认识我们自己。
But before we know Jesus Christ, we need to know ourselves.
啊，保罗知道在他自己的身体里面，在他里面没有良善。
Paul knows that in himself there's nothing that's good.
他说在他的肉体里面没有良善。
In his flesh there's nothing good.
你觉得奇怪吗？他这么好的一个人，怎么会没有良善呢？
Don't you wonder about his statement? He's such a nice, good person. How come there's nothing good in him?
他是非常杰出的。
He was a very outstanding person.
啊，如果在他那个时代，你如果能跟他握握手，就不容易了。
If you could have the opportunity to shake hands, it's a big deal.
啊，今天亿万的人受到保罗的影响。
But today, millions upon millions of people were influenced by him.
但是他说，在他的里面没有良善，一点都没有。
And yet he said, in him there's nothing good.
因为他发现在他的身体里面有一个律，这个律是罪和死的律。
Because he discovered in himself there's a law, the law of sin and death.
唯有靠着耶稣基督才能够使他脱离这个罪和死的律。
Only in Jesus Christ that allow him to get away from this law of sin and death.
因为保罗看见了耶稣，看见了他是如何光明圣洁的神。
Because Paul said, "Look at Jesus and found out such what a great and pure God."
所以他就看到自己是何等何等的有罪，而且卑微。
In comparison, he discovered himself as such a sinful and a base person.
如果我们不认识我们自己的本相，我们不能够胜过罪。
If we do not understand ourselves, we won't be able to overcome sin.
我们也不会愿意进到耶稣基督里面来，靠着基督而得胜。
And we will not be willing to come before Jesus Christ and depend on him to be victorious.
这边讲到，保罗不敢靠律法。
He says here, Paul did not dare to follow the law.
因为靠律法的人在律法上面的一条中间跌倒，就在众条中间全部都跌倒。
Because if you follow the law, if you fail in one, then you fail in the whole law.
因为这个律法的功能就是使我们知道我们是罪人。
Because the purpose of the law is to let us know that we are sinners.
而且这个律法的功能是把我们引到耶稣基督的面前。The
purpose of the law is actually lead us into Jesus Christ.
让我们看见我们这个人没有办法靠着自己来到神的面前。
That we see ourselves, we cannot depend ourselves to come before God.
因为我们还在靠自己的时候，就不能够完全依靠神。
If we depend on ourselves, then we are not totally depending on God.
除非我们完全依靠神，我们不是撒旦的对手。
Unless we totally depend on God, we'll fail when we meet the Satan.
这个世界就会把我们吞吃了。The
world will swallow us up.
我们自己会良心定罪。We
will, our own conscience will condemn us.
认识耶稣基督不仅仅是知道他的名字而已。Knowing
Jesus Christ doesn't mean only knowing his name.
也不是在极难的中间呼求的时候，他答应我们的祷告，我们献上感谢，这是我们应当的。
Not only that we are in trouble, then we pray to him, he answers our prayers, we give thanks to him. Obviously, we should do that.
认识耶稣基督，甚至还不是我们靠着基督的力量去帮助过人，使别人得益处，这也是我们应当行的善事。
Knowing Jesus Christ is not limited to helping other people so other people get our help. That obviously we need to do.
认识耶稣基督，乃是从神的话语中间真正知道他是谁，愿意遵行神的话语。
Knowing Jesus Christ means from his words, we truly understand what a God he is, and we are willing to follow him.
让我们跟他有一个最亲密的关系。
So we have a very close relationship with him.
今年我们邀请大家一年读圣经一遍。This
year we have asked each one of you to go through the Bible once.
很多人已经听了十次了这个。Many
of you have probably heard this 10 times already.
他们说，哎呀。 反正就是年初嘛，我们就立志，反正做不到了。Well,
people say, "Well, it is in the beginning. Let's make this a New Year's resolution. We know we won't be able to finish it."
牧师还说，来，考试以前先给你们补习补习，就让你们先看看一些，以后免得先落后了。And
then the pastor said, "You can start a little bit early, so you don't have to catch up at the end."
其实，不然，这对我们每一个人非常有益处的。
Actually, reading the Word of God is beneficial to us.
我相信我们会好好的来读。I
believe all of us will start reading together carefully.
我们有一位非常可爱的同工。We
have a very lovable co-worker.
要你们签名，就是宣誓说你会念。We
ask you to sign your name, take a vow that you're going to read the Bible.
后来我们为了保护你们，我们长老跟牧师们就说。 哎呀，就算了，就饶大家一下，不要签名了。So
then the pastors and elders do not have that same faith. We've always said, "Oh, we don't ask you to sign your names."
但是啊，我们会非常迫切的为你们祷告。But
we will eagerly pray for all of you.
你们也要为我们祷告啊。So
you also pray for us.
不然的话，到时候牧师都没有念一遍，怎么办？But
if even the pastor did not finish reading it, what happens then?
不能交账啊。
So it'll be bad.
好，我们今年第一个主日，所以从今天开始，你跟你的孩子们都可以一起来读。And
this is the first Sunday, so you and your children can read it together.
神的话会让我们听见的人会蒙福，你相信吗？
The word of God will give us blessings. Do you believe that?
因为神的话是永远不会废去的，它是直到永远。Because
the word of God will not fade away, or it's eternal.
And 神的话它永远不会失效，在任何环境中都有非常大的能力可以克服环境的拦阻。The
word of God is always effective, can overcome barriers in your environment.
神的话是可靠的，我们知道万事尽都有限，唯有主的道极其的宽广。The
word of God is dependable. All things would fade away, but only God's word is dependable.
神的话可以指引我们前面的道路。The
word of God can lead us forward.
有的人说这些还不够，我还要神的话来安慰我。Someone
will say that's still not sufficient. I want the word of God to comfort me.
神的话一定会安慰你的。The
word of God will definitely comfort you.
不但是安慰你，意思是永远的安慰，引导你。Not only
just the present in the present, but we eternally, forever comfort you.
神的话是为耶稣做见证，一句都不会落空。
The word of God is give testimony to Lord Jesus Christ, so all of them will be true.
耶稣就是神的话。
Jesus Christ is the Word incarnate.
你真的认识耶稣基督是谁吗？
Do you really know Jesus Christ?
没有人能够完全认识耶稣基督。
Not a single one person can truly all know all about Jesus Christ.
上周梁长老告诉我们说，也没有人能够完全认识圣经。
Last week, Elder Leon said, nobody can truly understand everything about the Bible.
这是很好的安慰啊。
This is a very good comfort.
所以你如果不明白，也不完全认识，也不要心里定罪了。
So if you don't understand everything there is in the Bible, don't feel bad.
因为神是无限的。
Because God is unlimited.
我们是有限的。
We are finite.
我们要认识无限的神是一生之久的功课。
To understand the infinite God, you take your whole life.
是在永恒里面我们蒙祝福的保证。
It's a guarantee of our eternity.
我们如何的能够认识耶稣基督呢？
How can we know Jesus Christ?
门徒必须靠近基督。
We have to get near him.
我们必须花时间在他的面前。
We have to take time before him.
我们必须要顺服他。
We need to obey and follow him.
我们愿意来跟随他，是怎么跟随呢？我们一起来看。
Let's see how we should follow him.
我们不只是在头脑上面认识耶稣基督是主而已。
Not only know it in our intellect.
我们跟随耶稣是跟随他的脚中行。
We follow him, follow in his footsteps.
我们都是跟随者，对不对？
We are all followers, aren't we?
有些人说没有，我都是在带领的，不跟从。
Someone said, I'm always the leading person, I'm not a follower.
主说你不跟随我，你根本不能带领任何一个人。
But Jesus said, if you don't follow me, you can never be a leader.
因为瞎子领瞎子都怎么样，掉到坑里面去了。
Because it's the blind leading the blind, you always get into the ditch.
我们跟从传统。
We maybe sometimes we follow tradition.
我们跟从潮流。
We follow the trend.
我们跟从世俗。
We can follow the world.
我们听那个股票经纪人的话。
We follow the stockbroker's advice.
我们是冒险去投资。
We take a big risk to invest.
结果得不偿失。
Not only you end up losing everything.
然后后悔莫及。
And that's too late to repent.
有的人说我不在乎这些，我追求时髦。
And I someone said, oh, no, I don't care about this. I follow the Fed.
结果呢他标新立异到最后的时候还不能满足他的心。
So they want to set the trend, but never be satisfied.
我们有的时候也是盲目的去看人去这个崇拜英雄。
And sometimes you blindly follow some heroes.
什么豪杰什么伟人啊。
Oh, great people in the world.
在这个老虎没有出世以前，你们有多少人很喜欢他的？举手。打那个 Tiger Wood。
Before you know about Tiger Wood, how many of you would follow and admired him?
你们不肯举手啊。
You no longer want to raise your hands.
你不举手是对的。
That's true. That's correct.
因为他不值得你去跟从的。
Because he's not worthy of people to follow him.
因为他的丑闻一出来就完了。
All his dirt came out, and that's the end of his career.
所以我们需要知道如果我们不小心，我们就去拜偶像。
If we are not careful, we would worship idols.
甚至跟魔鬼交朋友。
Or maybe make friends with Satan.
我们都如羊走迷的路。
We would like sheep. All gone astray.
我们必须只跟随我们灵魂的牧人耶稣基督。
We must follow our spiritual shepherd, and that is Jesus Christ.
耶稣呼召他的十二个门徒来跟从他。
Jesus called his 12 disciples to follow him.
耶稣也在他复活以后向保罗显现。
After he was arrested, he appeared before Paul.
所以保罗就是一生跟随基督。
Therefore, Paul followed him for the rest of his life.
保罗说，在这里说，他要晓得与基督一同受苦。
Therefore, Paul said, I want to learn to suffer together with Christ.
这乃是讲到保罗要与基督的苦难有团契有份。
That is, he will have fellowship with the suffering of Christ.
为什么叫苦难呢？
Why is it the suffering?
没有苦难，我们就不能够生命成熟。
Because without suffering, we will never mature.
啊，这就好像一个陶瓷上面上了釉以后，必须要放在火窑里面去烧，烧完了以后，那美丽的颜色才能够显出来。
Just like a piece of porcelain, you know, the glaze need to go through fire in order to set.
这个高温就是苦难一样的，能够显出这个美丽。
The high temperature is almost like suffering in order to shine, get the beauty out.
但是受苦的时候不要忘记。
But when you're in the suffering, don't forget.
啊，我们如果是爱主的话，我们与基督一同受苦。
If you love Jesus Christ, we suffer His suffering with Him together.
在他荣耀显现的时候，我们可以欢喜快乐。
When His glory appears, then we can rejoice.
那个快乐是永恒的，是永远的。
That's eternal joy that we have.
啊，这就是我们晓得与他一同受苦。
And that is why we learn how to suffer with Him together.
除了苦难以外，耶稣还召我们来跟从他什么呢？
Other than suffering, what else did Jesus Christ ask us to follow Him for?
他说要效法他的死。
Learn from His death.
耶稣基督是为了全世界人类的罪死的，那保罗他又不能赎罪，他怎么可以去效法基督的死呢？
The question is, you know, yes, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, but Paul couldn't, you know, do that. So what does it mean to follow, to learn from his death?
保罗他为了拯救别人脱离死亡与罪恶，他也甘心受苦。
Paul, in order to save other people from sin and death, he was willing to suffer himself.
今天我们做基督徒的也要像保罗一样的关心别人的灵魂。
Today as Christians, we should be also like Paul to care about other people's spiritual conditions.
如果我们不关心别人的灵魂是否会得救的话，就证明我们这个人根本就没有得救。
If we don't care about people's souls, that proves that we are not saved ourselves.
我们如何跟从耶稣呢？
How do we follow Jesus Christ?
耶稣怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣告诉我们说，若有人跟随我，必须舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wants to follow me, he should give up himself and take up his cross and follow me.
舍己乃是放下自己的权益。
Give up ourselves, give us our rights.
让己下宝座，让主坐宝座。
You walk away from your own throne in your heart and let Jesus sit there.
背起自己的十字架的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean to carry your own cross?
就是否定我这个人。
That's to deny your own self.
认清我这个人的过去，这个人已经死了。
Knowing that this person, that's the past, is already in the past, is dead.
今天我这个人是一个新人，是在耶稣基督里面的新人。
Today, this person is a new person in Jesus Christ.
今天活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活。
It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我，
Not only, it's no longer I,
乃是基督在我里面活。
And it's Jesus Christ who lives in me,
在你里面活。
In your life,
我们能够看见吗？
Can we see it?
如果耶稣基督他在我们里面，你还怕什么？
If Jesus is in us, why are you so fearful?
好，我们如何具体的跟从基督呢？
So how do we, in practice, follow Jesus Christ?
圣经上面告诉我们要跟随群羊的脚中心。
And you should follow in the steps.
因为历世历代有许多的圣徒。
Because there are in the past generations there are many saints.
他们都是跟从基督。
They all follow Jesus.
他们的见证如同云彩一样围绕着我们。
Their testimony is like clouds that surround us.
他们都有几个特征。
They have several characteristics.
啊，跟我们刚才讲的很相近。
It's very close to what we have just listened to.
他每一个人都是非常明白圣经的。
Each one of us truly understands the Bible.
他们昼夜思想神的话。
They meditate of the word of God day and night.
所以他们就为有福。
Therefore they are blessed.
不但如此，他们凡他们所做的尽都顺利。
Not only that, but all the things they do would do well.
我们教会预备的读经日影。我希望你们去看。
The church has prepared the daily Bible reading, daily bread.
如果你说我没有拿到，那在网上也可以看。
If you say I don't have a copy, you can go to your internet and look at it too.
我们 今年一定我们希望百分之百的参与。
This year I hope we will participate 100%.
我也把一些中文的放到网站上。
I also put some Chinese reading schedule put on the web.
因为有人说我不认识字。
Someone will say, I don't know how to read.
你不会去告诉别人你不认识字。
I guess you wouldn't tell me that you.
但是你可以上网上去听一听，你还是可以听完圣经。
You can listen to the Bible reading through the whole year.
第二个，我们要一定要知道，这些人都是祷告的人。
The second, we all know that all these saints are people, persons of prayer.
我们教会如果只有一个祷告会，那很简单。
If there's only one prayer meeting in the church, then it's very simple.
但是就是为了方便大家祷告，我们教会有十几个祷告会。
In order to encourage all of you to pray, we have regional prayer meetings.
这些祷告会就是为了方便大家而有的。
To make it more convenient to all of you.
请你们至少要参加一个。
So you should at least participate in one.
如果都不能参加，一个月参加一次，就到全教会的祷告会来吧。
If you can only come once a month, then come to the church-wide prayer meeting.
你如果不知道是哪一次，是每个月的第一个礼拜六早上八点半。
So if you don't know which one that is, every month, the first Saturday, 8:30.
也许你一来话把别人都吓的。
Maybe you show up and everybody was surprised.
因为你从来没有来参加过祷告会。
Because you never show your face before.
但我们希望带上来各来。
But I encourage all of you, if you can come, do come.
你要跟随耶稣基督的脚步。
If you want to follow Jesus Christ's footsteps,
主日崇拜非常重要。
Sunday worship is very important.
因为我们的一生就是敬拜神。
Because we use our lives to worship God.
让我们到天上的时候仍然是敬拜神。
When we are in heaven, we'll continue to worship him.
圣经告诉我们要先求神的国、神的义。
The Bible says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
其他的他通通会加给我们。
And all the other things will be given to us.
圣经告诉我们绝对不可以停止聚会。
The Bible says you should not stop meetings.
我们也要传福音。
We need to preach the gospel.
因为跟随耶稣的人都是传福音的。
Because each one that follows Jesus Christ is an evangelist.
希望我们今年一年我们都能够带一个人信主。
But this year, I hope each one of us could bring at least one person to the Lord.
最后侍奉他。
The last thing is to serve him.
保罗他付出生命的代价来侍奉。
Paul gave up himself to serve the Lord.
他可以说我非常伟大。
He could say, "Oh, I'm such a great person."
但是他却说。我不是以为我自己已经得着了，非常谦卑。
But he was humble. He said, "I never thought that I have already received."
因为他知道他没有什么可以夸口的。
Because he knew there's nothing he could be proud of.
所有的都是神的恩典。
Everything that he has is grace from God.
所以这是保罗说，我不是以为我已经得到。
So Paul, that's why Paul said, "I never considered me that we have achieved."
保罗又说，我不是以为我自己已经完全了。
Never said I'm going to be perfect.
保罗并不是说他有罪。
He never said he was sinful.
因为他知道他是一个罪人。
Because he knew he was a sinner.
这不用讲。
It's needless to say.
只是说他我还没有跑到终点。
He said I've never reached the goal.
他知道在终点站还没有到以前，他不敢说他自己已经跑到。
Because until he reached the goal, he would never say, "I have already reached the goal."
因为好多的人就前面跑得很好，到快到终点站的时候，突然一下就跌倒，就差那么一点点就失掉冠冕。
Because there are many people, maybe when they started the race, they ran well, but until right before the end, they fell down.
这是何等的可惜
！How pitiful that is.
所以我们侍奉，我们要知道不是已经得到了。
So never when we serve God, we should.Be aware that we have not achieved.
不是我们已经完全了，不是我们已经走到终点了。
Not that we are perfect, we have reached the goal.
保罗说我竭力追求。
Paul said, "I strive to fall forward."
所以他无论做什么事情，保罗是竭尽他所有的力量。
So he pressed on with all his strength.
今年我们这个主题是我们副牧师Reverend Shenko 给我们的。
And this year's theme was from Reverend Shenko's suggestions.
他叫我们非常努力的、竭力的啊，这个去追求。
He wanted us to diligently seek him.
希望我们到了年终的时候，我们一起来好好的来追求。
I pray that at the end of the year, when we look back, we found out that we have done that.
啊，保罗又说的第四件事情。
The fourth thing that Paul said.
他说，或者我可以得到耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
Maybe I could receive what Jesus Christ wanted to have me for.
哎呀，这个讲得很复杂，其实很简单。
This sounded very complicated, but in essence, very simple.
他知道，只要他愿意，耶稣基督就可以得到他。
He knew that as long as he's willing, Jesus Christ could obtain him.
啊，保罗奔跑不是为了冠冕。
Paul ran because not the, because of the crown ahead of him.
保罗的奔跑，因为他要侍奉耶稣。
Paul ran that race because he wanted to serve the Lord.
不是他要为耶稣做事。
Not that he's going to do something great for Jesus Christ.
乃是让基督做工在他的身上。
And to let Jesus Christ work through him.
他渴慕让基督得着他。
He's eager for Jesus Christ to get him.
让他一生为了基督的荣耀而活。
So that he will live for the glory of Jesus Christ.
保罗是神良善忠心的仆人。
Paul was a good and faithful servant.
啊，我们今年是第一个主日。
This is the very first Sunday of this year.
我们很多人认识基督。
Many of us know Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人也愿意有这样的心智来跟随耶稣。
Many of us have this willingness to go and follow him.
我们要侍奉他。
We need to serve him.
我们侍奉他必须谦卑。
In order to serve him, we need to humble ourselves.
我们必须谦卑到底。
We need to humble forever.
而且不但是我们要谦卑，而且我们要让基督做工在我们身上。
Not only we need to be humble, we need to allow Jesus Christ to work in us.
我们教会每一年这个时候要让执事们啊被安立的执事要到前面来。
Once a year, this time we will install the new deacons.
在我们奉完圣餐以后啊，我们会。邀请他们到前面来。
After our communion, then we'll ask the new deacons to come forward.
现在让我们安静我们的心。
Let's calm our hearts.
让我们一起来唱诗歌。
Let's all sing him together.
Hallelujah.